Satu Ha'aretz, Be'ezus Hashem, as it relates to today's daf. And that is, the first story is, the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, in his Chidushim, in Masechtes Be'ah, he asks that Reb Abba came to Eretz Yisrael, and he said a tefillah. His tefillah was, Yehei Rava De'ema Milsa De'tiskabel. Incidentally, the Chasam Sofer says that why did Reb Abba feel that he had to say this tefillah? So he says, Pshat, based on a Gemara, in Masechtes Ksubas Daf Ayin Hei, a Gemara that we've talked about in the past, where the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, V'chad minayu adif kitrei minon. The Chachmei Bavel understood that the Chachamim that were living in Eretz Yisrael were greater in learning than the ones living in Bavel. This was the Messiah that they had. V'chad minayu adif kitrei minon. One Chacham in Eretz Yisrael is mushtark. He's a bigger lamdan than two of the Chachamim living in Bavel. And for that reason, Reb Abba was intimidated. And because he was intimidated, he said a tefillah, and the tefillah was, Yehi Rava De'ema Milsa De'tiskabel. The Maaseh, Reb Abba goes, and he sees that the Chachamim are talking and learning. They ask a bombakash, and Reb Abba says a geshmak de teretz. But the Olam didn't like his teretz, meaning his prayer wasn't answered. His Torah was not niskabel. To the contrary, the Gemara says they started laughing. Achichu aleh. Rabbi Shaya said, Shapira avoda achichu aleh. They mamish made a galachta. And the whole thing that Rabbi Abba was worried about ended up playing out. Mamish, law of attraction. What he was concerned about, reminiscent of the Maral that we spoke about in Masechtes Yuma. Everything that he was concerned about actually ended up happening. Afraid to Chasam Sofer, what's pshat? He said a tefillah, an erentz to erlich a tefillah. Why would this have backfired? And the Chasam Sofer says something that only the Chasam Sofer could say. He says it bekitzer in his Chedushi Chasam Sofer writer al Hashas. He says it a little bit wordier in his famous tshuva, in Erechaim tshuva Reish Ches, that he wrote to Rab Tzvi Hersh Chayes. And he said the reason is because Rab Abba said a tefillah, but he didn't say the right tefillah. He said, what was Rab Abba's tefillah? His tefillah was, Yehei Rava, that the Eibishter should make it the Tiskabel, the Eimah Milsa the Tiskabel, that my Torah should be Niskabel. Said the Chasam Sofer, Ma loyim tekabel and loy. Why was Rabbi Abba davening that his tefillah should be Niskabel? Why did he care? Why did it matter if his tefillah, if his Torah was going to be Niskabel? Amar dvarecha l'shem shamayim. The only thing Rabbi Abba should have been concerned about was he should have been saying his Torah l'shem shamayim. And had he said his, and that's what he should want. A yid's job is to do what he needs to do. If it's niskabel, if it's not niskabel, doesn't nishnai cheshben. That has nothing to do with him. That's not his avodah, and that shouldn't even be his tefillah. So he says, take a look in the Mishnah, Masechtes Brachos, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, every single day when he used to enter the Beis Medrash, he would say a tefillah. That was his tefillah. It was a tefillah that he should say Torah that's emes, and that he's going to try his best to make sure that he gets everything right. If the Olam is going to like what he's saying, if the Olam is not going to like what he's saying, that wasn't Rav Nechunya ben Akana's geshaft. He didn't really care about that. He wasn't trying to look good in the eyes of his chaverim. What he was trying to do was, he was trying to be zoichet, to learn Torah, l'shem shamayim. And he said a tefillah, Yehi Rabbi, that I should be zoichet, to learn Torah, l'shem shamayim. So he said, Rav Abba did not recite Rav Nechunya ben Akana's tefillah. His tefillah was, Yehi Rabbi, de'ema milsa de tiskabel. That's what his tefillah was. That I should have the schus to say a milsa de tiskabel. And he said that wasn't the right tefillah. And because that wasn't the right tefillah, he says that's why his tefillah wasn't answered. Al-kei nichshal de mechaku al-kol dvar. And he says it's poshit that the reason Chazal told us this whole story. He said, because really it wasn't necessary. This is a hard enough Gemara, right? Without all those knitches. Really, the Gemara is just trying to make a point. The lamda shashayla as it relates to bittul when it comes to bailas. And the Gemara talks about how they laughed and then they laughed again. And then Rabbi Yishai said, shaper over the for the fact that they laughed at him. Why was this all necessary? It's because the Chazal wanted to be megala to us that really the way Rab Abba was, again, you have to be the Chasam Sofer to talk this way, but the way Rab Abba was mispal and the way Rab Abba went about it wasn't really the way he was supposed to go about it. The context in Masechtes Be'ah Daf Lamed Ches, the Chasam Sofer is saying a word on the Gemara. Over here in the Tshuva, he was talking to Rab Tzvi Hersh Chayes, because Rab Tzvi Hersh Chayes in their back and forth seemed to have been talking about the idea of writing Sfarim, and the Chasam Sofer again said something very, very sharp. He said that I hold that when a person writes a Sefer, he has to make sure that he's writing it L'Shem Shamayim. And he linked too that really once upon a time there was an Issa to write Torah Shabbat Peh. But Eis Lasleis L'Shem Heferu Torah Secha. And because of that, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, they were matted to write the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Chassam Sofer said that Eis Lasso is Lashem. If a person writes it L'Shem Shamayim, then Heferu Torah Sechad. Then you have a right to be made for the Torah. But otherwise, it's actually not okay for a person to write Torah Shebaal Peh. So writing Torah Shebaal Peh is not a free-for-all. He said it has to be with a cheshbon. So the Chassam Sofer said very sharp that if it's Eis Lasso is Lashem, if it's L'Shem Shamayim, then Heferu Torah Sechad. Otherwise, it's not Heferu Torah Sechad. I saw in the Lekutei Ha'aris, that's the classic six-volume work that was put together by a team of Talmidei Chachamim on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So on this tshuva right here in the Lekutei Ha'aris, so he brings that maybe this is a little bit of a shaychus to what they bring in the Sefer Chotam HaSholish from Rav Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, who Rav Nosson Adler didn't write any Torah. We've spoken about the Mishnayos Rav Nosson Adler that the Chassam Sofer had, but he didn't write any Torah. He used to write Pintalach and very, 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 very bekitzer. Actually putting out some of his Sfarim now, some of his Torah, but it's very, very bekitzer. But either way, so he wrote Torah very, very bekitzer, and in Chutam Mishulish they say the reason is because he held that why you let to write Torah Shabbat Peh? Because people were forgetting Torah. Rav Nosson Adler never forgot his learning, and because he never forgot his learning, so he felt he didn't have the heter of Eis Lasleis Lashem Heferu Torah Secha. So this is a little bit Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is in you with the Chassam Sofer saying that it's not just the hefker that you can just write, but there has to be a reason. Rav Nosson Adler held there was no reason because he never forgot. There's some sort of dechuyah. It's not a hutra, it's a dechuyah. And as a result, there's some cheshbonus, but regardless, this is what the Chassam Sofer says as it relates to Rabbah.